This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Your level of happiness is dependent on three things. One is your genes. The second is your circumstances. And then third are your habits. Now, genes, we don't have much control over that. It's whatever we're given. And what's interesting is that they've done studies. They've done studies on twins, and they have found that our genes contribute to about 50% of our baseline of happiness. So there is a baseline that we have, and it is dependent on who our parents were and what our genes are. And it does set the point, but it only contributes for 50%. Now that 50, the other 50%, we are in control of. And if we learn what to do, then we can change that prediction. Now, the second thing are circumstances. People become enslaved by their circumstances. They feel victimized. They feel that it is because they did not have the same opportunities. Maybe there was poverty. Maybe there was abuse. They had a bad marriage, and they blame everything on their circumstances. You know what research says? Research indicates that circumstances only contribute to 10% of what you're experiencing. So this puts it into perspective. And this is what I like to help my clients to understand, that it's not necessarily the circumstances, because there are so many people I have seen have horrible circumstances, but because they take control and they change the way they view things, they change the way they behave, it totally blows everything away, and it makes them have so much more stability, happiness, and success. Now, the third point is your habits. You have 100% control over your habits. These are the things that you can learn to cultivate, to establish. And even if you didn't learn good habits from childhood, this is the time to learn how to develop powerful habits that will give meaning to your life, that will give you peace and serenity. So if you want to learn how to develop those habits, if you want to have the right mindset, if you want to learn the other two very important equations about the happiness, join me on the Mindful Hearts. We're closing registration, and don't search for it on Facebook. Okay, some people are getting confused. It is themindfulhearts.com. I do a live lesson, and it is powerful information. It is really groundbreaking information, things that will completely transform your perspective, your personality, your life. And you can read all about it. You can read about the stories of the sisters who have been changing their lives, and they are happier, mashallah, than ever. And it is attainable. You know, many times we look at happiness as something that is trivial, and it is just a side product after you achieve things. It is actually pretty vital, and it is a non-negotiable. And when you have happiness, the contentment, the rida in your heart, then you can be a true worshiper of Allah. And when you have that rida, it will show on your face. It will show in your behavior. There are too many people going around, you know, saying the word alhamdulillah, but they don't show that they're truly happy with the qadr of Allah. And we want to establish that in our life. We want to learn how to be our best, how to develop our characteristics and live our life in a way that is pleasing to Allah, to live our life with meaning and with a higher purpose. And I'm so excited. Hundreds of new sisters signing up and being a part of this amazing sisterhood that is filled with encouragement, support, love, everything good. So you can come in and get a dosage of that positivity, learn the information. The lessons are life-changing, period. Okay, this is not something you do alone. It is self-paced, but you have a group of sisters who will support you. You don't have to be miserable. You don't have to be stuck, and you don't have to do it alone. We're here to support you and help you. I know it has been tough times, but you can get through this. And the only way is by learning a new methodology, is by surrounding yourself by positive influence, and by actually making those changes step by step, and you will be blown away, inshallah. So join me on The Mindful Hearts. Remember that your happiness, your well-being is based on genes, circumstances, and your habit. The genes you have no control over, but it only determines 50%. Circumstances, only 10% of what has happened to you. It's really about learning how to react to it. And that's not going to come naturally. Just someone telling you, have sabr, sister, have tawakkul, and you don't know how to do that, you're not going to achieve it. You got to know the step by step. You got to have the strategy. You have to know the psychology. You got to feel it. You got to do the internal work. I want to help you fly, because as a believer, we should love for our sister what we love for ourselves. And I want you to fly. I want you to have that feeling of serenity. I want you to have the good relationships, and I want you to have an amazing life, inshallah.